Sarah Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Nan Jack Nussbaum for Shlomo Chol Yisrael, in particular Hanan Shmuel Lippe Ben Shana Leia. Those looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we've been discussing the opening pasuk of the first paragraph of Shema, which is the source of the mitzvah, the obligation to love Hashem. And the famous question, how could we be commanded in emotion last night? I shared the answer of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger explained that the paragraph preceding Shema concludes, HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava. We're not obligated to generate or manufacture a new sense of love for Hashem. All we're asked to do is to recognize and perceive Hashem's love for us. And when a person feels love, naturally, instinctively, they reciprocate that love. So if only we would recognize and feel Hashem's love for us, we will love Him without having to do any hard work. We mentioned Rav Elchanan has a similar idea about emunah, that the young boy or girl, when they turn the age of mitzvahs, doesn't have to learn the mitzvah of emunah, something those multiples of their age struggle with. We just have to not ruin, we have to not remove the innate or the natural sense of emunah that every young person feels. The Sefer HaChinuch has a different approach. Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam are very similar. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Yud Ches writes the following, Inyan HaMitzvah Shenachshav V'Nizbonim B'Pikudav V'Pulosav Ad Shenasigeu Kefi Yachalteinu V'Nisaneg B'Hashgachoso B'Tachlis HaOneg. The idea of this mitzvah of loving Hashem is in fact not describing the obligation of an emotion. To be told we have to do an emotion, to be commanded, on demand, love, is an unfair request. Told what to do, how to behave, not how to feel. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah is Shenachshov V'Nizbonan. The answer is, the mitzvah is not to love, it's not to emote. The mitzvah is to learn. The mitzvah is to contemplate. The mitzvah is to think about Hashem to the degree that we can understand His power, His interaction with the world. V'Nisaneg, and to derive tremendous pleasure. B'Hashgachaso, to recognize His providence. That we were not deposited in this world randomly by chance. We're not asked to simply try to figure out our way around, but that the Ribono Shel Olam has a plan. V'zosi Ava Miyuchedes, Lashon HaSifri, L'fi Shenemar V'Yahavta, Ein Yodeh Ketzer Oiv Adam Samakom. From the word V'Yahavta, I have no idea how am I meant to love. Talmud Lomar, Sifri explains, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, that's what the Parsha continues to answer. V'Yahavta is Hashem Elokecha, love God, good, I want to, how do I? Then the pasuk continues, "Advar ma'ila shanochi mitzav chayom alav avecha, shemitoch kach atamakir es misha amar vaya olam, klomar shem is bonanus b'torah tis yashev ha'ava b'leiv behechrach." If you think about Torah, if you know God, you can't help but love God. So the more you study God, the more you come to know God, then you will feel a yearning, a pull, a desire to love Him. Zos ha'ava. And this is what we need to stimulate and generate within ourselves. Not to manufacture an emotion as if it's some romantic love with Hashem, but to study, to learn about, to come to know Hashem, and then immediately we'll feel a sense of love. The Rambam, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva as well, the definition of Ava. But in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam writes, Hei achi aderech li'ahavaso v'yiraso. We've established as a mitzvah, love God, fear God, have awe of God, but we have to define. Every mitzvah has a shear. Every mitzvah, there are parameters. Every mitzvah, there's a definition. Every mitzvah, there's an expectation. So this mitzvah of Avas Hashem, how does one fulfill it? So the Rambam writes very beautifully, B'shoshi izbonin ha'odim ma'asav v'ruv ha'niflam ha'gidolim. Again, like the Sefer HaChinuch, the moment that you contemplate, that you're mindful, that you're thoughtful about Hashem's great wonders, and you realize there are no boundaries. It's endless. So to know God, you will fall in love. Not only will you fall in love, you'll feel such a love. You will feel this enormous desire, this longing, this drive to get to know Him more and more and more. As the pasuk, as David HaMelech told us, one will thirst, an insatiable thirst and appetite to get to know God more and to love Him more. And then he defines what Yira is based on that. So for the Rambam, What does it mean to love God? Are we being commanded in emotion? Absolutely not. Torah cannot legitimately tell us how to feel. Torah can tell us what to do. And here the Torah is telling us what to do. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. How? Learn, study, expose yourself, get access to Hashem. The Rambam goes on to explain, we do that in two ways. Primarily and most centrally, of course, through a sacred Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, nothing can compare. Torah is central, it's critical, it's primary, it's the air we breathe, it's everything. We have access to the Ribono Shel'olam's diary. Hashem dictated the Torah. It's His diary. We come to know Him through His Word. It's a description of Elokus. Bala Tanya says we get to know God through His Torah. But we also get to know the Ribono Shel'olam through His magnificent world, the beautiful world He created. Study and understand nature, science. See the magnificent world He created. The Rambam writes in those two ways. Lahavdil, if a person had a grandparent, a great-grandparent, they didn't know, but they craved to know. If you discover their diary, it's the most direct way to come to know them. But if they also painted or sculpted, did artwork, and you exposed yourself, you learned, you had what they created, you'd come to know them in that fashion as well. There's a famous story of Shamshon Fal Hirsch, who when he took time to go see the Swiss Alps, was challenged by his students. Rebbe, Bittul Torah, how could you leave Torah to go see the Swiss Alps? So he said, because I fear that when I get upstairs, the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty, will say to me, "Nu, what'd you think of my Alps?" I have to have an answer. So in the biography of Rav Moshe Tursky, Hashem Yikom Damo, it says that when one of his Talmidim was going on Ben Azman on a trip to Switzerland and told him that story, he's just walking in the footsteps of Rav Hirsch, Rav Moshe Tursky answered, "But first Hashem's going to say, what'd you think of my Menachos, my Zvachim, my Erchen? What'd you think of my Masechtas, my Shas, my Nach? What did you think of all that?" He may ask about the Alps. First he'll ask about the Torah. So recently on a trip, when I was in Wyoming, I told this story, what appears in the book. So one of Rav Moshe Tversky's Talmidim was there and told me that he went to see Rav Moshe Tversky's Rebbetzin after he had been murdered, after he was killed. The Rebbetzin told him the story, the postscript to the book. We'll end with this. Was that once they were flying to Europe to go to Kever Avos, to go see Reb Chaim Brisker and others, Rav Tversky's great-great-grandfather. And his wife, the Rebbetzin, asked if they could stop in Switzerland and see the magnificent Alps. So Moshe Tversky said, "Let's minimize our time. Let's minimize the trip outside of Israel. Do we really need to see it?" She said, "That'll be your Yontif gift to me for this year. We'll make the stop." He went reluctantly. But she described, and he told me, that when they were on top, looking out at the Swiss Alps, Moshe Tversky read Borchi Nafshi, capital of Tehillim, Borchi Nafshi, describing nature, and the tears were flowing down his cheeks. They were streaming down his face. And that he, a master of Torah, who primarily connected to the Ribono Shel Olam through his diary, also in reciting Borchi Nafshi, looking out at those Alps, we see the Ribono Shel Olam in both ways. So for the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, loving Hashem is not an emotion. Loving Hashem is a verb, it is an act. When we learn, when we study, when we expose ourselves to Hashem, we can't help but be drawn to be able to love Him more.